This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The company Bankrate.com is out this week with a new survey on credit unions that finds more of them are offering perks to attract customers, which brings us to our Money Matters segment, where we look at how the economic issues of the day are affecting your wallet. Patty Hirsch is senior producer of personal finance at Marketplace, and he joins us now from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Patty, so let's pretend like I'm in the market to put my money somewhere. Why would I choose a credit union over a bank?
Well, you might choose a credit union because you like free checking, because 72% of credit unions offer free checking, whereas banks tend not to these days. You might like the fact that a credit union will probably offer you a better rate on a loan and probably give you a better rate on your savings deposits as well. So those are three reasons that a lot of people are looking at credit unions right now.
But of course, the big things that people do with their banks these days are, what, mobile banking, direct deposit, and they want to have a free withdrawal from the ATM. So is a credit union going to be as good in those areas?
Maybe not, actually. You know, credit unions have really stepped up the game when it comes to online banking, but banks definitely have the edge when it comes to mobile. Also, banks have these huge ATM networks, which tend to stack up much better than against the credit unions, although credit unions have started to step up their game there as well, and they've created this network of credit unions that will allow you to use each other's ATMs. And of course, some credit unions will actually give you money back if you use another ATM and you get charged for that. So, you know, they really are trying to step up, but banks still have the edge in a lot of those areas.
And of course, the big difference here is that credit unions are nonprofit, right? They're not in the same way looking for a profit as banks are. What are people doing? How have people decided to vote with their money?
Well, you know, people are slowly moving towards credit unions as they get their act together in this way. You know, after the financial crisis, there was this whole idea of ditch your bank and move to something else.
Right.
Well, credit unions saw an opportunity there, and they've really, really started to ramp up. So consequently, their digital offerings are better. 85% of credit union users now say that they're pleased with their services online, whereas only 66% of bank users like what their banks do online. But, you know, it's a very personal thing. You need to, if you're deciding whether to use a bank or a credit union, you've really got look at your own personal situation, because there are so many offerings in either direction that you want to make sure that you make the decision that's right for you particularly.
Patty Hirsch, senior producer of personal finance at Marketplace, thanks a lot.
Thank you.